On Monday, roughly 1,500 Afghan delegates will gather in Kabul under a huge 70 by 40 meter tent once used in the Munich Beer Festival. The tent is needed because no standing building in Kabul is large enough to hold the assembly. The week-long Loya Jirga, or Grand Council, marks a milestone in the country's transition. It's the first Grand Council since 1987 under Soviet-supported ruler Najibullah, who was later overthrown. International security teams have been preparing Kabul for the gathering. Some fear this could trigger terrorist activity from Taliban and Al-Qaeda sympathizers. Joining us to discuss the Loya Jirga is Barnett Rubin, a specialist on Afghanistan and the author of The Fragmentation of Afghanistan, newly revised and updated. Mr. Rubin, you just got back from a trip to Afghanistan where you saw the selection of the Loya Jirga delegates in Nuristan and Lagman. Those are two eastern Afghan provinces. How did that selection process go?
It was an all-day affair, and the people who were there, whom I spoke to later, were very pleased with it. It was the first time they had been consulted about their government in quite a long time.
What do people tell you about what they want from the new government?
What they want is a government that provides certain basic services like education, which they put great emphasis on, and security. They mentioned, of course, that still in most areas the government is not in control and various armed groups, commanders, warlords, and so on, are in control. In a couple of these provinces, there were still local battles going on. And, of course, the United States has refused requests from the UN and from the Afghan government to support the expansion of the International Security Assistance Force there to help provide security in the rest of the country. But they hoped that the new government would extend its authority to the provinces and reestablish the provincial administration so there would be a rule of law and they could start providing services.
Afghan warlords are a very contentious force. What role could they have in the new government and this week's political process?
It's inevitable that they, you know, will either be co-opted or in some sense defeated or marginalized, and a number of people who could be characterized as warlords are apparently going to be participating. Recently, the commission decided to include, the commission that's organizing the Loya Jirga decided to include the governors of all the provinces as well, and that will assure the inclusion of a number of warlords. Others have been elected. The task of the government will be to either try to win them over to cooperating and taking legally defined positions in the new government or somehow marginalize them. But this is a process that we can expect to take years and years after 20 years of war, during which really violence and the possession of weapons was the main, if not sole, source of power.
How do Afghans feel about Hamid Karzai, the current interim leader? Is there any question he'll be chosen as the next president? And does Mr. Karzai have to make any specific compromises to stay in power for the next 2 years?
I think that there's little question that he will be chosen because clearly he's favored by all the foreign powers and, first of all, the United States. The former king who has come back to Afghanistan has issued a strong statement of support, which will help convince Pashtuns from the south and east of the country. And the defense minister, Mohammed Fahim, has recently said that his group and the Northern Alliance will support him as well. So that means there are very few constituencies that have not already expressed their support for him. The problem that he will be facing is how to craft a government which is more broadly representative and at the same time more efficient than the one that he's been presiding over for the past 6 months. People recognize that he hasn't really had a reliable power base in the past. He relied on other groups like the Northern Alliance and the United States to bring him to power. And they will expect him to preside over a government that really brings them services and reconstruction. And that will be very difficult to do.
Barnett Rubin is a specialist on Afghanistan and a senior fellow at the Center on International Cooperation at New York University. Thank you, Mr. Rubin.
Thank you, Korva.